This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday in his daily video address that more than 1.5 million people in Ukraine's southern Odessa region are without power after Russian drone strikes on the electricity generating system. He says that the Ukrainian military were able to shoot down 10 of 15 Iranian-made Shahed drones used by the Russian forces during the attack. Tehran denies supplying the drones to Moscow. Kyiv and its Western allies say that that is untrue. The plight of the northeastern city of Ekibatuts, with a population of about 150,000 people in Kazakhstan, are left without heat for more than a week in temperatures that dropped to minus 30 degrees centigrade, sparking anger and highlighted the deplorable state of the country's Soviet-era infrastructure. Images broadcast in Kazakhstan in recent days showed long icicles forming inside apartments while residents were burning anything that they could find to keep warm. A state of emergency was lifted on Thursday, and the situation has gradually improved, but the problem has sparked outrage across the country. China on Saturday loosened restrictions on goods transportations as it shifted from its zero-COVID policy to ensuring an adequate supply of medicines and shoring up the country's healthcare system. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Authorities said removing those curbs was aimed at ensuring the smooth supply of medicines and items such as antigen kits. Long queues have formed at pharmacies in many Chinese cities by people looking to buy cough medicines, flu drugs, and masks.
Reuters reporter David Doyle, and for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website.